Thursday night, that's part of the index, and it's on the way. First this hour, as Mansfield Town prepares for a big match against fellow strugglers Macclesfield tomorrow, it's events off the pitch that are grabbing the headlines. A group of fans are organising a protest march against the chairman, Keith Haslam. In the studio with me to tell us more, BBC Radio Nottingham's Mansfield Town correspondent David Jackson. Good morning to you. Good
morning, Carl.
So what's all this about then? What's this march about?
Well, it's being organised by a supporters group who go by the name of Team Mansfield, and it's their latest development in their ongoing campaign against Keith Haslam. They want Mr Haslam to not only step down as chairman of the club, but also to relinquish overall control and give supporters a greater say in how things are run at Field Mill. They're also concerned about the extent of those illegal loans made to Mr Haslam and Stags Limited, a company which he controls, by Mansfield Town over recent years, totalling around £1 million, although Mr Haslam has agreed to pay that money back in full.
So, will this march then, I mean, the crucial thing to put here is that this is a march before a match. Is it likely to make any difference? Is he going to listen?
Well, Team Mansfield are hoping it's going to show the strength of feeling among the fans, as they put it, and it's not just a vocal minority who are concerned. Whether it actually has any impact on the chairman is another matter, of course. He says not. We've been speaking to Chris Vasper from Team Mansfield. He said that getting Mr Haslam to relinquish control was their ultimate aim, although they realised it's not going to happen straight away.
That's clearly not going to happen overnight. We understand that's not going to happen overnight. If his majority shareholding goes down to a minority shareholding, i.e. anything below 50%, then we'll be happy. And we'll be happy to work with whoever comes in to take over the running of the football club, and all of this will go away, and we've said that all the time.
I understand, David, there's also a meeting and a petition planned for tomorrow as well, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Team Mansfield are holding a meeting at the Civic Centre before then marching on to Field Mill, and they're hoping to hand over a petition to Keith Haslam, or at least somebody associated with the club. Obviously, at this stage, it's impossible to predict how many fans will take part in the march. They say they want between about 200 and 250, although I reckon they're going to need about double that to make any real impact. Here's Chris Vasper again.
The feeling is that we are going to get a very good turnout. A lot of fans are very concerned about what's happening at the football club, and they've committed themselves not only coming to the meeting, but also doing the march as well. And then once we finish the march, we'll go into the football ground, and we'll support the football team and Peter Shirtless and the players with all our hearts.
So here we have a protest happening before a match, and this is an important game. I'm just trying to think about this from the players' point of view tomorrow.
What it has done this week has certainly distracted a little from the fact that a key player, John Dallaire, has returned to the club. So it's had an impact, I suppose, in what the media and supporters have been talking about. Dallaire is set to figure against Macclesfield tomorrow, incidentally, and you can hear from him in match day tomorrow. But I did put that question to the manager, Peter Shirtliff, whether all this talk of protests will have an impact on the team this weekend.
Whether it distracts from our focus on the football pitch, I don't know. I'm not sure it should. Personally, if I was a player, it wouldn't, but then I'm not playing, so I really don't know why it should affect the players, and hopefully we can get a good performance which will encourage the fans to sing about the team rather than the problems.
Well, of course, the man at the centre of all this controversy is the chairman of Mansfield Town, Keith Haslam himself. What's his response to all this, David?
Well, as I briefly alluded to earlier, he has already proposed a restructuring of the club, which will enable him to pay that £1 million back, which is at the centre of a lot of the arguments from Team Mansfield. In that restructuring, all shareholders will get a dividend payment, and the payments made to Mr Haslam and Stags Limited, say the company he controls, will be immediately put straight back into the club, thus cancelling his debt. Mr Haslam has been quoted as saying that the actions of Team Mansfield don't help the club and don't affect him in the slightest. We did try contacting him yesterday, but so far he's been unavailable to comment, and we also tried to contact the club, but no statement was forthcoming from there either.
David Jackson, thank you. You're always welcome to comment. You can send your emails to me via the website bbc.co.uk/Nottingham. You can text me as well, 07786 201038. At 7:15, here are the headlines this morning, the stories you're waking up to. The Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott will say today that he now backs Tony Blair's controversial school reforms. As you've just been hearing, a protest march is being organised by a group of Mansfield Town fans